Welcome to the Sober Q podcast.
Hi, I'm Connie, and I'm an alcoholic addict. My question is, when did we feel that the drink problem had been removed, as promised in the 10th step? This started for me well before I made it to step 10. It was about when I had 2 weeks sober, and I can remember quite clearly walking down the street and realizing that I hadn't had a drink for 2 weeks, and that was a miracle to me. When I was drinking, I used to tell myself that I wasn't going to drink or use on Sunday in preparation for the week, or that I would go to the bar, but I'd only stay until midnight, or that I'd only have 2 weeks. And then a few hours later in those occurrences, I'd be drunk and thinking, how did this happen? What happened? It was baffling to me, the phenomenon of craving. It was the same kind of feeling, really, as having 2 weeks sober and thinking, how did that happen? Well, the way it happened is that I'd been going to meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I'd been asking God to keep me sober for that period of time. I read a piece in the Grapevine. This was a number of years ago now, and it was someone who was going to meetings and who said they hadn't thought about drinking in a very long time. And they were at a party, and someone was passing around drinks, and they unconsciously almost picked up a drink and started drinking again. That made such an impression on me. And the way I think about now is that I have to remember who and what I am, that I'm an alcoholic and an addict, and I need to not pick up a drink one day at a time. The way I remember that is by getting to meetings. I'm going to a lot of meetings right now, Zoom meetings only, and really enjoying that. And it reminds me that I'm Connie, I'm an alcoholic addict, and I need to not pick up a drink today. Thanks for letting me share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Q podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.